Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Research released today by the Irish League of Credit Union shows that one in three parents and guardians are getting into financial debt when preparing for their children to return to school. 35% of survey respondents also said they're forced to deny their children at least one back-to-school item. Well, to tell us more, I'm joined on the line by David Malone, who's CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Claire.
You're welcome to the programme. So this report is telling you that people are getting into sticky situations when it comes to that time at the end of the summer and you're sending the children back to school. Many people just can't afford it.
Yeah, the survey is showing that 64% of parents, and we surveyed over 700 parents for this survey, still see back-to-school costs as a significant financial burden. And there's a plethora of costs that are incurred throughout the start of the new school term, including uniform, clothing, fees, contributions, extracurricular activities, gyms, gears, you know, shoes and so on. And the cost for a primary school child is about €1,450 and for a secondary school child is €1,560.
Yeah, it's a lot when you're paying it off in bulk at that time of the year. But what's probably more concerning is that people are getting into debt for this.
Yeah, exactly. This is really an insightful piece of the survey. We're seeing that one in three parents are getting into debt. That's up from one in four last year. And the average debt itself is €376. But worryingly as well, 36% of that debt is actually over €500 for a significant amount of parents. And that's up from 17% 2 years ago. We're also seeing an increasing amount where parents are having to use now savings to pay as well to complement the debt. But worryingly as well, we double click into how they're actually paying for the back to school costs, 19% are using a credit card, which is an exceptionally expensive form of credit.
Now, we're told that, you know, inflation is easing, the rate of inflation, the rate of increase is easing. But still, David, people are struggling. And what's really interesting here is that you're seeing a greater struggle coming into this year than last, right?
Yeah, we are seeing that. And that's I think, where cost of living factors are increasing here as well, because there's recurring costs as well that are incurred, such as transport costs, after school care, school trips. So really, the cost of living factors are really impacting the survey findings as well.
Mm-hmm. The cost of living, when it comes to it, and we were talking about this with Minister Patrick O'Donovan before the break, how clear is it for you, looking at these results, that that is having an impact on what the parents are telling you in their responses when you're asking them about back to school? Is it a major factor?
It is a significant factor. Like, parents are definitely welcoming a number of the government initiatives, such as the free book scheme. We've seen that in place since 2023 for primary schools, and now in 2025 been extended to secondary schools. But what's interesting in that feedback from the free book scheme for the students and for the parents is that actually there's still a technology policy gap potentially in that free book scheme. Because today what's happened is that education is no longer just based on books or pencils and copybooks. Increasingly it's tablets and laptops as well, which can be anywhere up to €500. So certainly there's an ask from this survey from the parents responding that technology gap should be addressed as well in that free book scheme policy. Mm-hmm.
Where are people getting the credit? Where are they borrowing from? Did you find that out?
Yeah, 19% are using credit cards in particular, and that's a very expensive form of credit. The rates can be up to 25%. Certainly, what we would encourage members to look at is, obviously, saving is particularly important, but be really knowledgeable about, I suppose, and have financial education or what a credit card really entails. Because when you have a credit card, if you don't make the minimum repayments, you're paying interest on interest. So the debt can accumulate and snowball. That's where we'd encourage members, certainly, of credit unions, come to your credit union, because our interest is calculated differently. It's only based on the remaining principal amount that has to be paid, which means that you have a lower level of interest to pay on a credit union loan. So be very informed about the total amount of credit you're going to take on board, not just the principal repayment, but also the interest repayment over the term of the loan.
Mm-hmm. Can we just look at the total back to school spend? Because you say it's €1,450 for primary school parents, rising to over €1,500 for secondary school parents. That seems very high. And just thinking about my own experience of this, I can't see how you would get to 1,450 per child.
Yeah, so when you actually when you double click into this, you actually see the amount of costs and different categories that are included. So you have extracurricular activities, so it could be deposits and those for the school year. Laptops and tablets, as I've mentioned, can be up to €500. And there's the voluntary contribution as well. That's averaging €150. So 78% of respondents actually said their schools do actually request a voluntary contribution, even though it is potentially voluntary in nature. You've also got uniforms and schools and gym gear, shoes and gym gear as well. So when you add up all those costs, it does actually come to that quantum.
But you'd have to be buying everything brand new at the start of every year to reach that figure of 1,450, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and this is one thing that we have a tip, and we talk to many of our members on this, and we're so close on the ground with our credit unions and 400 locations around the country. One thing we do is, a lot of members talk about doing a back-to-school audit. So actually, migrate away from the disposable culture. Look at sustainability and actually look at the end of the last school term. What actually could be renewed, such as backpacks, lunchboxes, trainers? Could they still be in good condition to be used again? And look at potentially recycling them for the new school term. And the other piece I think that's really important as well is budgeting. We would say budget, set out a budget at the start of the year. Look at the income, the expenditure at the start of the school term, and do that with your children as well, because I think that's a great financial education piece for children as well, to understand the different choices that have to be made when you are, you know, grappling with a very limited budget.
Because you mentioned, I know, the free school books scheme, and we have the hot meals now as well in very many schools. Have they not reduced the cost of heading back to school, particularly the books?
Yeah, the books have had an impact for sure, and many parents do welcome them. In our survey, we saw that 3 in 4 of our survey respondents did agree with the extension of the hot school meals now to across the country and to primary schools. But I think what was really, you know, prevalent there as well was that it's important with the knock-on impacts of having school meals and nutrition, particularly in terms of the impact it will have on academic performance, because, you know, health and wellness. And also, though, what did come out as well, some concerns around the hot schools meals, and that was particularly around the nutritional oversight, the need to have better oversight in the nutritional value of those meals themselves, and potentially limited choices in some cases too.
Mm-hmm. So your advice then, when it comes to budgeting, is to try and put away €20 a week for the year, so that when you get to next September or next August, you'll have about €700 there, sitting there ready to pay the bills.
Yeah, exactly. And this is an example we used. If you look at takeaway coffees, just hold back and take in, say, 2 takeaway coffees a week for the next year, you could have to go to €500, €700 ready for the next school term. And those simple savings can make a huge impact. The other piece we would say as well is shop at a list. You know, that basic piece, go out with a list. This will ensure that you're not buying unnecessarily, and will also ensuring that you're reducing any impulse buying as well.
All right, David, thank you very much for taking us through it. David Malone there, CEO of the Irish League of Credit Unions. Now, coming up, Dr. Maura Finn will be with me here in the studio to answer all your headache and migraine questions. That's coming up before midday today. So if you have a question you'd like answered, do get in touch. The WhatsApp number is 0870 32 32 32. You can text us on 51551, or you can email todaycb@rte.ie. But after the break, with Ben Healy wearing the yellow jersey for Ireland today, we're going to get the very latest on stage 11 of the Tour de France.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.